Okay, let's move on to our next time-certain item, 1385.
Restrict bulk fossil fuel terminals.
The council has done great work on this issue, and so has the community, and I believe, unless there are any further discussion, we're ready to vote. Roll call.
Sorry, Novick?
Thank you, Mayor, for your leadership on this issue. I'm really proud that Portland's adopting this policy. I do want to add a word of caution, which is that I think we've learned from the war on drugs that interrupting the supply of an addictive substance is a strategy of limited usefulness. So although this is an important step, we also still very much need to focus on strategies to reduce the demand for fossil fuels, like land use policies and transportation policies and investments that create a community where it's easier for people to bike and walk and take transit. So again, proud of this move, but we can't forget the demand side either. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, I'm very grateful for staff and community work on this, and Mayor Hales for your leadership in going for the most restrictive and careful policy possible. So it's really a great honor. Some people may think I'm in festive clothing today. In fact, I've got red for fossil fuels and green for the cannabis this afternoon. Aye.
Fish. I really appreciate all the public forums we've had and the testimony and the work that's gone on to get to this day. There actually was a lot of drama that preceded this vote, and today it's drama-free because we are united in taking this step, and I think we got it right. Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you, Mayor, for your leadership on this, and I think this is a good policy, and I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Hales.
I want to thank the activists in our community that have called us to our conscience on this issue. And some of you are here today. You've worked long and hard to make us a leader. And I'm proud that we're a leader. And I'm wearing my C40 pin, as I mentioned earlier, because I was at the C40 conference to accept an award for having the best climate action plan in the world, which was pretty cool. And I didn't expect to deliver the applause line of the conference, and my ego didn't require that I do that. But as it happened, I did. And that's because as I was accepting that award, I looked out over the crowd and I pointed out my colleagues, that Rahm Emanuel from Chicago was there, and Eric Garcetti from Los Angeles, and Ed Murray from Seattle, and Greg Stanton from Phoenix, and Steve Adler from Austin, not all from the Northwest, were there. And I said to this group of worried cities around the world who are our partners in this work, that regardless of what you're reading or hearing about the United States, that the cities of our country, that our climate action cities, are still in this work and we're still committed. Well, what you're doing here by pushing our city to keep adopting the kind of policies, three of which we're taking action on today, is making those words real and showing that we are climate leaders. But best of all, and most of all, this is how we're expressing our values about the place that we live in. We live here together. And we want this to be a sustainable, responsible community. And you've helped us be just that. I am very proud of this day. Aye. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all for coming to share this moment with us. I really appreciate that. You follow through every time. Really appreciate
it. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay.